you go to the Prince show?
I did not go to the Prince show. I would have been there in a heartbeat if I thought there was a chance I'd actually get into it. Well, that and also I have a wife that's about to pop a baby at any minute, so I cannot go anywhere or do anything.
Hold on. He's just about to do Purple Rain. I'll be right back.
It's not really
so
a good
a
time.
45-minute ride or maybe a little more. Parking lot's a little busy.
Yeah, I've entered the... I cannot go anywhere. I do anything. I am standing at the ready.
No fun for Mr. Hilton?
No. Are you throwing it to me?
I don't think I could have given that to you any easier. That was what they call a softball.
Oh, right. Yes. So Fun, the band Fun. You remember the band Fun. This is that group from New York back in 2012. They put out the... I can't believe it was legal. It was so catchy. Their record called Some Nights. It had We Are Young and Carry On. I mean, just how does anybody...
And now they're not back.
Well, they're not back. About a year ago, they said they were working on a new batch of songs. And then one of the members, Jack Antonoff, he put out a solo record. I guess it was under the name Bleachers. Then in January this year, they said that the band Fun is taking some time off. They're going to work on other projects. And we've since learned that the lead singer, Nate Roos, has a solo record coming out. And
that's sick of waiting, huh?
Yeah. And I've heard a bit of it. It's basically the next Fun record. The album's called Grand Romantic, and just listen to this song, and it fits right in with that last record, Some Nights, from Fun. But from Nate Roos, this song is called Great Big Storm.
Because we're holding on. In this maze, losing love, losing friends, losing faith in chemicals. Afraid one day you'll find me asleep above the stars. I watch my mother cry, father time is catching up. I keep the phone by my side, afraid she'll wake me up to catch the next flight in time to say goodbye. But sometimes I fall asleep in life to the TV light, and it's because we're home. Let me go, you know I gotta find my own way through mistakes that I can't change. Because there's beauty in every sin, every single black eye has some blue like the moon just before the sun shines. No, I don't believe in all the things that they preach, but sometimes I fall asleep in life and I just know you're smiling. in this great big storm, and now I'm cutting you close. Oh, we won't.
It's like he took the magic pill that makes you a brilliant pop song. Here's how to write the perfect pop song. It's just such insanely catchy music that Nate Ruess writes. You know, we saw him live with the band Fun a few years ago, and he's basically Freddie Mercury, right? I mean, that's what I was thinking when we were thinking we were watching him on stage. And I was thinking Queen has been touring lately with Adam Lambert, who I know you're a big fan of.
Didn't see that coming.
Adam Lambert from American Idol.
So you're already, you've got this band made out.
I found out that they were touring with Adam Lambert, who I actually like, I thought, no, you got to get Nate Ruess. This is the guy. He's the guy for the Queen should be playing with. He could crush those songs.
Fun Queen.
Nate Ruess is the singer, lead singer from Fun, from his solo record, Grand Romantic, that is out June 16th, and that song was Great Big Storm.
I have a great big record, or at least a bigger record than you'd expect from Laura Berhen.
Oh, yeah.
Minor Birds is the band that she's done three records with now. And this one has a bigger, synthier sound than I've heard from her before. And it's produced by this guy, Bradley Hannon Carter. You know the band No, the lead singer of No?
Yeah.
So he produced this record.
All right.
And it's pretty cool. I'm going to play a new song off a new record. Comes out August 4th from the Minor Birds. It's their third record. The name of the song is Semantics. And the album's called Lovers Know.
N-O or K-N-O-W?
Oh, wait till the end of the song.
Feel half empty, and I'm just a real fool to think of changing my semantics could ever break any rules. Water, my love, we could be changing like water, but sometimes you're as hard as the ice inside me.
much bigger sound for her and a lot poppier too.
Yeah, yeah, it's good, right?
Yeah.
The Minor Birds is the group, the records lovers know, and that is with a K-N-O-W. She recorded this record in Los Angeles, Joshua Tree, Nashville, and Auckland, New Zealand.
Wow.
Yeah, she's getting around.
That was the most cost-efficient, they thought, way to really bring this record together.
Let's track a bass drum.
Yeah.
Let's go to, get down under to do the bass drum. So one of the things that, if you're a follower of Instagram, Laura Berhen's Instagram is one of my favorites to follow because she's always somewhere else.
It is. I follow her as well. I was going to say, if you want to feel like you're not doing enough with your life, follow her on Instagram because every picture is a reminder that my life is not as exciting as hers. She's always some beautiful, exotic place, and she is constantly on the go.
Right. Laura Bird is one word, is her Instagram. And the record comes out, which has nothing to do with Instagram, comes out August 4th, Lovers Know.
Wow, we're talking about song, August release.
I know, right? That song was Semantics.
I actually have something that's going to follow that perfectly from Stranger Cat, the band Stranger Cat.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, do you remember a few years back we had Sharon Van Etten in for a Tiny Desk concert? I actually think it was 2010, now that I think about it. So 5 years ago. And when Sharon came in for it, she brought Kat Martino in with her to do the harmonies. And Kat Martino just has a fantastic voice. And she has since started this band, Stranger Cat, a duo with a guy named Sven Britt. So he does all their duo. He does all these electronic sounds, multi-instrumentalist, and she sings.
Seen them many times. They're quite fun.
Yeah, saw them at South By and really enjoyed it. And earlier this year, they released, I guess back in April, they released their debut record. It's called In the Wilderness. And this is a song that has been out for a little while, but never got a chance to share it before now. It's a song from Stranger Cat called Sirens.
Delusion. Bang my head to no conclusion. For tonight, I just wanna lose control. Break the fall, arrest all these delusions. Oh,
we'll be right back.
she hits those high notes on that chorus, I just want to lose control. It just gives me goosebumps. Stranger Cat with the song Sirens. It sounds like this great big, just huge party song. But Cat Martino says that she actually wrote it during a particularly grim 4-month stretch of insomnia, which is just the worst thing. And she was going through a bad breakup. She'd lost her job. And she wrote the song, she says, as a reminder to be free, to embrace life. She just wanted to, she wants people to feel free when they hear it. And it was also inspired by the real life sirens that people like us who live in big cities, we constantly hear from our bedrooms. It's just a steady drone.
You mean those ghostly women in the apartment next door who sing very
right,
high?
Right. Yeah. Well, she said that the sirens, the police sirens and everything that she constantly heard outside became, in this sleep deprived state, she sort of hallucinated that they were the sort of the Greek sirens of mythology, luring her out of her sleep into this. Self-destruction, self-sabotage. Anyway, a lot more complicated and darker than the dance pop song It Channels, but a great song from the record In the Wilderness from Stranger Cat. That was Sirens.
It's beautiful, it's slow, and it's a band called Death and Vanilla.
What? Death and Vanilla?
I don't know, right?
I don't know this one.
Yeah, so this song, I heard it last week, fell in love with it. It's called California Owls. Sit back. Get ready.
Thank you.
Don't Harsh My Mellow Man. I just wanted to let that sink in a little bit.
It's great. That last 2 minutes is just so beautiful.
Well, we were getting ready. I was like, all right, we're coming back on. And you said, no, we've got two more minutes of this this ambient stuff, which is wonderful. But people may have already forgotten if they can conjure up the first part of that song. I thought, this is totally the Velvet Underground. It's a Velvet Underground song.
Melody.
The melody. Yeah, not the production, but like if you replace the instruments that instead of synth and all that reverb and whatnot, and replaced it with drum, guitars, bass, and had Nico singing it, it suddenly becomes...
If you replace the entire band...
Basically everything, change the melody, change it. No, it's totally that. It's like Sunday Morning, I think. It reminded me of the Velvet Underground song, Sunday Morning.
Anyway, that was Death and Vanilla. They used all vintage gear. They used one single Sennheiser microphone to record everything. Pretty cool.
Nice. Nicely done. I try to remind myself of that, that simplicity is best whenever I buy some new piece of recording equipment that's going to solve my lack of talent, you know.
Yep, restrictions are best for artists.
Doesn't take much.
The album's called To Where the Wild Things Are by Death and Vanilla, and the song we just listened to was California Owls.
I think it's time to crank up a little rock and roll. When I was thinking about this show and listening to some of the stuff that I knew we were going to have on it, I thought it desperately needs Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin. The band Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin. This is a group from Missouri. They started out like 15 or 16 years ago. And back in the early aughts, they were one of those unsigned bands that were suddenly huge because their music was on the TV show The OC. Do you remember that whole string of bands? There was like Death Cab for Cutie was one, The Killers, The Walkmen, all these bands that were featured on that show and suddenly blew up. Well, Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin. They're back with a new record. It's called The High Country. And the song I want to play is called Song Will. It's sort of a remembrance of the time that the band has had together, looking back at the 15 or 16 years that they've been together and back when they started out writing songs together as friends in high school. So remembrance from Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin. The song is called Song Will. First rule of show business, leave them wanting more. That is too short. A nice short burst of rock from Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin. It's called Song Will. That is a reference to Will Knauer, who started the band with Philip Dickey back in 1999. They'd write songs together in Will's attic. Their new record from Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin, will be out June 2nd. It's called The High Country.
So how to get from Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin, to our next song and amp it up more than you've given me in that burst of wonder from that band?
You can't do it. For All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton.
I have a song from Downtown Boys from an album called Full Communism.
No, get out!
Yes. I'm going to play something from Downtown Boys. They are a bundle of energy. Honestly, their shows just explode. They hardly stay on stage. They're one of the great punk bands that have a saxophone in it, and punk needs a saxophone.
Pull quote. Punk needs a saxophone.
Absolutely. Bob X-ray Boylan. Specs proved that, and it's still true today. This song from the bilingual band, Downtown Boys, is called Monstro. It starts off with a little bit of a 12-second rant Victoria Ruiz doing called Brown and Smart. And the record is really about these times and full of fervor. I'll play this for you. A record's out now from Downtown Boys. Here it goes, A Burst. And goodbye, Mr. Hilton.
Goodbye, Mr. Boylan.
We do have another show together.
Right? One more show, and then I am gone. It's a tearjerker, too. Songs that make you cry.
Right. You're going to leave, well, for a while.
Yeah.
And,
we'll see. I'm
going
to be feverishly playing all the scratch-off tickets and Powerballs, you know, to see if I can.
I just see you sitting in your underwear, scratching tickets off.
Yeah. I'm thinking, I got to be a mime, baby. I got to do it.
Here you go. Downtown Boys, take care.
Thanks, Bob.
Why is it that fear always wants us to go looking for more? So when people are brown, when people are smart, white hegemony wants us to go looking for this third thing. Why is it?